You're listening to the Humankind Well-Being Forum from humanmedia.org. Dr. Silver, you've written that the end of treatment is often a time of confusion and even despair for cancer patients. Can you explain what they go through?
Well, I think that people certainly go through different things. One common misconception is that after your last treatment, you're really, really excited and elated, and that continues from then on, that it's just this big celebration. And that may be true for some people, but many people don't feel that way. Many people feel worried that the treatment has now stopped or changed to something less aggressive, and that maybe the cancer will come back, or maybe it's not being treated as effectively, or they're just sad and upset that they went through that experience and they don't feel very good now. So there's a lot of sad feelings and anxious feelings and things like that at the end of treatment for people. And transitioning to trying to get your life back has a lot to do with both physical and emotional healing.
And so what are some of the strategies people can use?
I think trying to be as active as possible, and again, I tell people just to get a pedometer and start being as active as possible, recognizing that there are a lot of ambushes and things that you'll hear that are going to cause you to feel worried, and trying to separate those from what you truly should be worried about. Because certainly there may be things that you truly should be worried about. But trying to only worry about what's necessary is really helpful. I think that Betty Rollin wrote, disease may score a direct hit on one member of the family, but shrapnel tears the flesh of the others. And I think that that's really true. In a family where there's a cancer diagnosis, healing has to do a lot with everyone trying to get their lives back on track. For instance, I had three little kids when I was diagnosed, and trying to help them heal and move on with their life and things was a lot, really helped me too. So the stronger I was, the stronger they were. And that healing, the parents really lead the healing and the kids sort of follow. And that is a really important thing, I think, for cancer families. My kids actually just wrote a book for the American Cancer Society called Our Mom is Getting Better. Mm-hmm. And the book is really about what it takes to heal. And they talk in the book about how we had family vacations canceled and how now mom makes us eat more fruits and vegetables and makes us take family walks, and how just the whole process of all the different things that go into healing, both for the survivor but also for the family.
Mm-hmm. How are you feeling?
I feel really good. It's been year by year that I felt better. I can track certain things in my life. For instance, I give this one conference, and it takes me a couple hours to drive to the conference, and then I teach it all day, and then I come home. And the first year after my diagnosis, I really could barely make it through the conference. I just thought, there's just no way I can do this. I'm never going to be able to do this again. And then the next year I did it, and I felt a lot better, but at the end of the day, I still was like, oh, that was so hard.
Because it was tiring or emotionally exhausting?
Because it was tiring. It was mostly physical. I loved doing the conference, so it was mostly a physical thing that I just was struggling so much physically. And the third year after my diagnosis, I taught it, and I thought, wow, I pretty much sailed through this, kind of like I used to do. So, you know, that was really an eye-opener to me about just how long it can take. And, of course, I knew that reading all the research and talking to people and things like that. I knew it can literally take years. But, you know, you don't really see day-to-day improvements. And so a lot of times you think, well, this is as good as it's going to be. And then a year later you realize, wow, actually, what I thought last year that it was going to be as good as it was then, it actually is better now. So I think that long-term perspective is really helpful.
So it takes some patience.
It does, absolutely.
You've explored both traditional Western approaches to cancer and also some Eastern approaches. And even those labels are not very descriptive, but can you contrast in a broad way these systems and talk about their strengths and weaknesses?
There are many different approaches to health and healing. And the research really shows that when people use conventional medicine, Western medicine, to treat cancer, that the outcomes are much better. So when it comes to actual cancer treatment, I strongly encourage people to go with conventional Western medicine. When it comes to healing after cancer treatment, that's where a lot of the complementary therapies can come into play. And they can during cancer treatment as well. For instance, acupuncture can really help with nausea and with pain during chemotherapy. So that's very worthwhile during that treatment. But I think alternative medicine is that used in place of conventional medicine. Complementary is used together with, and integrative, which is the best, are those complementary treatments that have been studied and somewhat verified that they're effective. So what I really encourage people to do is to try as much as they can to use integrative approaches, which are those therapies like acupuncture that have had studies done which show some efficacy. They show some good results, and to try to stick with that.
So is acupuncture at the top of your list of complementary techniques?
Well, it's at the top of my list depending on the symptoms. Certainly, I think it's worthwhile in using it for a lot of types of pain, and certainly for nausea it can be helpful. And it can also be helpful just for a general overall sense of well-being.
Any other techniques that you would recommend in your experience?
Well, there's a lot of different techniques that are really great. Imagery can be very helpful.
Conjuring up a sort of a positive outcome.
Right, exactly. Sometimes biofeedback, where you learn to, you place these little electrodes on muscles and you learn to relax them, can be really helpful to decrease stress. Massage. There are so many different things that can be can be useful to people. One of the best resources for that is the National Center for Complementary and Alternative Medicine, which is a part of the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health.
Right.
And people can access some of the research on that online through the National Institutes of Health.
Right.
Well, Dr. Silver, is there anything you'd like to add?
Well, I would love to tell people about a project that I'm working on with the American Cancer Society, and it's called What Helped Get Me Through. And in this project, we're asking people to fill out a survey and tell us what really helped get them through this experience. And the results are just terrific. I love reading the surveys because people come from all different walks of life, and they have all different perspectives, and yet it's all very positive, which I think that cancer survivors need a lot of positive reinforcement and positive information. There are so many negative things.
Can you give us one anecdote of something someone has written in that particularly inspired you?
Sure. One woman wrote in, she's an elementary school teacher, and she was diagnosed with endometrial cancer in 2004 when she was 42 years old. And she wrote, "During times I was incapacitated, I came to realize that while I didn't always enjoy doing the laundry, carpooling, cooking, cleaning, and arguing with my daughter about her homework, I really hated for someone else to be doing those things for my family. I now appreciate the privilege of being able to do those things for my family."
An extra layer of gratitude.
Absolutely.
Can you give us a web address if people want to contribute their own stories?
Yes, that's great. It is www.whathelpedgetmethrough.org.
What helped, past tense.
Right.
Get me through, THROUGH.
Right.
.org. Dr. Julie K. Silver is author of After Cancer Treatment. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, David. It was a pleasure.
You've been listening to the Humankind Well-Being Forum. I'm David Freudberg. For more information and to learn about Walking Through the Storm, our radio documentary project for cancer survivors, please go to humanmedia.org. Thank you for listening.